the rest of the story. Lady Mary Wortley Montagu may have been the most colorful woman in early 18th century England. Writer of considerable brilliance, extraordinary versatility, renowned feminist, world traveler. A portrait which survives her, painted in 1715, reveals her remarkable beauty. As is frequently true of today's celebrated women, Lady Mary was champion of a cause, and her particular cause was the mass immunization against smallpox. Having witnessed successful smallpox inoculations in Turkey, she agitated in favor of it on her home shores, and historians agree that due to the efforts of Lady Mary, Britain was eventually made aware of one of medicine's most splendid advancements. It's called variolation, the inoculation of a human with smallpox virus for the purpose of immunizing against smallpox. Variolation. With the dawning of the 19th century, variolation had become a common practice in the Turkish Empire. The Western world, however, was all but oblivious to it. East eventually met West through Lady Mary. She'd been born Mary Pierpont, the daughter of the 5th Earl of Kingston. 1712, age 23, Mary eloped with Edward Wortley Montagu, grandson of the 1st Earl of Sandwich. 3 years later, Edward became a member of Parliament. The Montagues' lofty social position provided an excellent basis for Mary's association with London's intellectuals and influentials. This was 1715. The year lovely Mary's portrait was painted. The following year, husband Edward became ambassador to the Turkish court at Constantinople, and it was there that Lady Mary first witnessed variolation, impressed with its apparent effectiveness, and so began Lady Mary's crusade. In 1718, the Montagues returned to London. Mary's literary ability blossomed. Her old friendships were rekindled. But top of the list was her campaign to shed light on variolation, to alert Britain to its importance in the war against smallpox. Among her most vehement opponents in this cause were clergymen. Clergymen said that if an individual were stricken with smallpox, it was God's will. Well, Lady Mary protested that the pursuit of health was also God's will. And she sought allies among the London physicians who were in sympathy with the new immunization process. She encouraged the scoffers to study Turkey's success with variolation. In 1721, Lady Mary emphasized her sincerity by having her own 4-year-old daughter inoculated. Though variolation would not become common practice in Britain for many years, it was Mary's persistent propaganda which initially turned the tide, and yet her bravery in the face of skepticism was more than that of a tireless young woman inspired by a noble cause. She had her own child inoculated so that child would not have to go through what she had gone through. For you see, the portrait of Lady Mary Wortley Montagu, painted in 1715, depicts the last of her loveliness, for in that same year her beauty was gone forever. And thereafter, as a warning to those who resisted inoculation, Lady Mary offered herself as a public example of the consequences by revealing her own pitted, pitifully scarred face, the ravaged remnants of her private war with smallpox. And now you know the rest of the story.